When my sister moved into her new house, everything seemed perfect. Quiet neighborhood, decent price, and a huge backyard for her six-month-old son, Noah, to grow up in. The only thing a little strange was the old intercom system in the walls, one of those wired baby monitors from the 70s. It didn't work, and they figured it was just a relic of the past. Or so they thought. About 2 weeks after moving in, my sister called me late one night. "There's someone talking through the baby monitor," she whispered. "What?" I asked, already grabbing my keys. She explained that she'd heard a soft voice whispering through the intercom in Noah's room, something like humming or singing, but in a language she didn't recognize. Thinking she was imagining it, she checked on Noah. He was asleep. Everything looked fine. Then the voice laughed, quiet, breathy, right in the monitor speaker. When I arrived, we inspected everything. No one in the backyard. No weird Bluetooth connections. The old intercom was still dead. We even flipped the breaker just to be sure. Nothing. The next night, it happened again. But this time, Noah wasn't asleep. He was staring up at the speaker in his wall, smiling. The voice was speaking slowly now, one word at a time, just loud enough to catch. "Look behind you." My sister spun around. No one there. But when she looked back at Noah, he was crying, loud, shrill, and terrified. They moved out 3 days later. During the final walkthrough, the landlord confessed that a man had died in that house a decade earlier, an elderly man who refused to leave after his kids tried to move him to assisted living. He used to spend hours talking to himself through the intercom, pretending someone was on the other end. He died in that very room. And the last thing his nurse reported before he passed? He was lying in bed, staring at the intercom, whispering, "Look behind you."